Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, we're getting ready live and get set for the Jet Set morning call. Hold on, bear with us as I bring the call up. Thank you for tuning in to Home Base Business 101. Hold on, I'll be right back at you. Hold on, still trying to bring the call up. Hold on, bear with us, bear with us. Thank you.
Tonight is going to be a great business presentation. Tonight on this same line at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. This time it's going to be our directors out of South Florida. That's Joanna Moore, Graham Harris, and Rachel Moore. That's going to be tonight on this very same line. So you'll want to make sure and have at least two new people who have not heard the business, have them on the call tonight to hear a wonderful business presentation. As I said, that's going to be on this line, 9 o'clock Central and 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. Now, I know that many of you, regarding our Harvest of Sunny Cruise, number one cruise with Coach Tomer, next Monday is when we sail out. Next Monday. So, you know, already I could think about a week from today what we're going to be doing. We're going to be having a good time. We're probably going to be doing some Women of Distinction. Everybody's going to be trying to figure out what they're going to be wearing in their white. We're going to have a great time. Now, I know that I've been telling everybody to make sure that you have completed your fun pass. Then I get a lot of calls saying, hey, I don't have my booking number yet, so I can't complete my fun pass. I did speak with Eva yesterday, and she's working furiously trying to get everybody's booking number to them at all of the 500 pastors. So I get think if we can have a little bit more patience. I expect that today everyone should have their booking number, and I have on my calendar to call her tomorrow with any people that we have still hanging out, because I know that Carnival really needs you to complete your fun pass, I believe, by Friday. So you've got to have it done pretty quick. So just be a little bit more patient. We'll give it one more 24 hours if you or your pastors have not received their booking number, and we'll expect to receive those today. And then tomorrow we'll all be on the website making sure that we are completing our fun pass. Hey, as I mentioned, there's going to be some great meetings coming up. James and Marcia Pruitt are going to be this weekend. We're going to be at TV Wilson and Steve Branch's convention. They have an MVP All-Star convention coming up this Friday and Saturday in the Richmond, Virginia area. And they've asked us to come out and speak. So if you're in the Richmond, Virginia area, I know you're probably definitely already going to the convention, and we certainly do look forward to seeing you there. We're going to be there on Friday night at the Greater Richmond Convention Center to speak and give a little bit of training about how we do the business. And then, as you know, all next week we'll all be cruising, and then when we come back from the cruise, we immediately get back to work, and that's going to be on July 7th and July 8th. There's going to be a couple of more fast start meetings. July 7th, we're going to do, that's a Monday, right after the cruise. We're actually going to be in West Palm at the Crown Plaza. That's a fast start meeting. We'll have James Pruitt there, and that's going to be Monday night, July 7th, and then Tuesday, July 8th, we're going to be in Fort Lauderdale at the Faith Center, and that's in Sunrise, Florida. Now, that's, both meetings start at 7 o'clock. Now, on Tuesday, we're going to have Coach Tomer there. So that's a bigger venue and a couple of more of the Circle of Champions. So make sure and mark your calendars so that even, you know, after the cruise, you're immediately right back to work and immediately start the business again and get people already lined up, okay? So we're very, very, very excited. We've got 6 days left, and I think I'm going to give a little bit more rundown on our cruise. Can you guys imagine? Can you just imagine seeing myself and James and Roland do this call live? I think we're going to do that on the ship. That's going to be funny. I'll make sure and get dressed that time. Let's go ahead and bring on our leader. As you know, James Delsworth, the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his income is over $1 million in a 12-month period. He's our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. And let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to you, Power Team leaders across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors, circle of champions. What are all those people? They're all Power Team leaders. So a special good morning to Power Team leaders. You know, Marcia, I am still tingling from last night's event here in the Big Apple in New York City. Man, there was people on top of people, packed, standing up all against the wall. The room was full. We had so much fun, so much excitement going on in that room. There were applications flying, people starting their YTB business. I think we put in over more than 22 new RTAs, started their business last night. I lost count after about 22. I think it was more than that. But, man, just the look in people's eyes, so much excitement, so much powerful leadership in the room with the directors and the dream bonus earners. We had people driving down from Connecticut, from Philadelphia, from all over to be here. What a wonderful, wonderful event it was, filled with so much love and such powerful, powerful leadership in that room. Man, just what an exciting, exciting time. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it is so much easier to stall instead of start. Think about that. Stalling is definitely easier than starting. You have the opportunity to start, or you could stall. Put it off for another day. Put something off for another week. Put something off. Man, one day, when one day comes, when some day comes, some people spend their whole lives waiting for some day to arrive. Instead of having the courage to begin following their dreams today. See, if you're waiting for some day to come, you're going to be waiting for a long, long time. The only time, people, the only time is right now. And see, here's what I think. And I really believe that the reason that we stall is fear, because we're afraid, because we haven't done something before. So we stall instead of start. That's why we always encourage everyone to begin your journey with prayer. Begin your journey with meditation. You want to be listening for your purpose, listening for your connection to what you're doing. Connect with your why. Follow your why. Remember, folks, once you connect with God, then you really are ready to begin your task. And no task in front of you seems too big when you know deep in your heart, deep in your spirit, that by you beginning, that you're doing God's work because you're connected. See, I really believe that fear means false evidence appearing real. Think about that, false evidence appearing real. So many times we stall instead of start. You know, it's just so much to be said about those who start, those who begin. And really, believe me, when you begin following your path, when you begin following that path that you've heard from on your knees, when you're praying, when you're listening, when you're beginning each morning with that daily confession, when you begin that way and you start that way, every conversation you have, every time you stick your hand out and meet somebody, every time that you get into a conversation, you tell a story and you pique someone's interest and you point them, every time you do that, every time you do that, you know you're doing God's work. And if somebody doesn't come into your business, that's okay. It's not meant for them to come right now, but it's your job to continue planting those seeds. You know, I really believe that some people have an entitlement attitude, a spirit of entitlement. What do I mean by that? Well, they're expecting someone else to give them something, or they're expecting someone else to go and help them. The easiest thing you can do is begin today. Start today. And the leader in the mirror is the one who is the cause of your problems or the cure for all your problems. It's the leader in the mirror. How can 1 + 1 = 4? How can that happen? I'll tell you. When you recruit a leader, you see, there's no longer addition that you're doing with your business. It's multiplication that you're doing with your business. When you talk to a leader, when you talk to someone that you think is already successful at what they do, they're already a self-starter, they're already somebody that knows how to work hard, they're already somebody that's already successful, they've already got a sphere of influence, and you never know who these people are, but you know that something that you see in them that says, I'm supposed to call this person today. I'm supposed to talk to this person today. So make sure that you're following where you're led, folks, and you listen to that little voice inside of you that tells you, I can do it. Remember, your mind is like a garden. Whatever you plant in there will grow. And if you don't plant anything in your mind, weeds begin to grow. Weeds begin to grow in your mind and say things like, you know you're too old, you know you're too young, you know you don't have the experience, you know you weren't raised right, you know you're not that smart. Those are weeds that are growing in your mind. So if you hear any of those things, that I haven't got a computer yet, or I haven't read the training manual yet, those are just weeds growing in your mind that give you the permission to stall, to put off tomorrow what you could do today. Think about this, folks. Right now, you have absolutely everything that you need to achieve your goal. That's why you have the desire in the first place, because God has put that desire in you. I mean, he's put it in you because you already have what it takes to succeed. Ladies and gentlemen, just start today. Use a story to tell to pique your curiosity. Tell the story of the upcoming cruise. Tell the story of 500 pastors being on this ship. Tell the story of the convention coming up. Tell the stories that are in the magazine. Tell the stories about who the Jet Set are. Tell the stories of this conference call. Tell the stories, folks, that will pique people's interest to want to know what it is you're talking about. On that note, folks, I want to pause for a second and just let you know that Rolling the Tourist is jet-setting today, and I'm honored and honored and honored to have joining me on the call today the gentleman that taught me so much about the art of storytelling to pique people's interest. Storytelling just sounds like a conversation, and when you have those conversations, you're telling those stories. Craig Sweet is just the absolute master. So let me just go ahead and introduce you. This gentleman I'm going to bring to the call right now has achieved the top pay level in YTB in under 15 minutes. He received a $10,000 dream bonus in record time. He's a national director. He's an industry icon. We have the privilege of having him on the line today. Please help me welcome to the call, Mr. Craig Sweet. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Good morning, James, man. Appreciate you having me on the line this morning.
Craig, it's a real honor having you on the line. We talked about something that just sounds like a topic of discussion, which is storytelling, but there's really an art to storytelling. You know, I've spent some time with you. I remember when you first came aboard, you used to tell me stories about things that you've done, places you've been. I was just like, wow, this is great. I was just so into the actual story. And I've seen that same enthusiasm, that same proper edification, that same storytelling is what you use to pique people's interest that you run across. Now, I remember when you told me that when you were on the jet with Coach Tomer, he told you to use curiosity to pique people's interest. And, man, that was just like throwing fuel on a fire for you, somebody who's a master of edification, a master of storytelling, a master of using comfort phrases, and to hear use curiosity. Man, Craig, that had to just feed right into what you were already good at on that jet. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, James, I tell you, man, that day was historic for me because, you know, I got a chance to spend that time with Coach and just really, you know, one-on-one, just right sitting right in front of him. And that really did amaze me because, you know, he said, you know, Craig, a lot of people out there are really building their business off of information. You know, they're putting information in front of people. You know, you got to read this and you got to read that and go to this site and look at this and we save this. And all of the information, that's what people, and Coach said most people are making the major mistake by leading their business, their YTB business, with information, thinking that information is what's going to drive this. And then he looks at me and he, you know, he gave me that Coach look and said, you know what, Craig, the magic of everything is through curiosity. And man, I tell you, I was just all gleaming because I did understand that very, very well. You know, I remember speaking last year at the Harvest is Plenty First National Convention that we had last year over in Broad County down there in Fort Lauderdale. And I remember you gave the topic. It was kind of funny. You said where, you know, the power of edification, where storytelling is not only for children. And I tell you, James, you know, you're absolutely right. Storytelling in our business is very, very key, you know, because I think whoever tells the best story really wins. And whoever tells the biggest story wins even bigger. You know, and one thing that I would like to just say is that, you know, you've heard many, many people many times just telling stories. And why is that? You know, I truly believe in piquing interest, James, is that when a person, when you meet a person and you get a chance to really talk with them and get to know them, you know, a story is what's going to really stand out with them. It's going to last. Storytelling really lasts for a long, long time. You know, it's really the structure of our inner landscaping. You know, it's our inner world, which helps, you know, where behavior is really born. And a lot of times people just don't understand that you don't have to have the very biggest story yourself. You just have to know somebody that has. You know, and it's been really great for me, James, working with you and Marcia, because you guys, you know, just have so much going on, and you guys are so helpful for everybody that's out there to help grow their business. You know, I can always just lean on your story while I build my story. You know, that's something that, you know, a person might sit there and say, well, you know, I don't have a story, Craig. I don't have a story, James. I just got started yesterday. So that's when you really have to really get to know some people and understand that there's many people that have already paved the way for success out there. And, you know, you can use and borrow their story while you build yours. An example, you know, a person just got in and they're ready to get started, and they just got to know a little bit about who brought them to the table. You know, and if it's not that person, maybe their power team leader. And if it's not that person, maybe someone that's earned a $10,000 bonus or hit coach's corner. You know, I'm working with somebody that's really, really moving and shaking, and this person really is part of a very elite group of individuals with our company. It's called the Coach's Corner, and that's really where you're mentored by a millionaire. You're mentored by our founder, Coach Lloyd Tomer. You know, and that's who I'm working with right now. I mean, and you just kind of borrow a little bit of everyone's story while you're building your own.
Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there lived a lonely prince. That's not the kind of story we're talking about. The kind of story we're talking about, folks, are things that are happening in the company, things that you see that are going on. I mean, think about it, Craig. Before we joined YTV, we were telling stories about things we saw in the news. We were telling stories about a game show that we saw yesterday. We were telling stories about all sorts of things. We already do this. It's not a new skill to learn. But what it is telling the story, Craig, in order to pique curiosity. See, there's a way to tell a story that at the end of the story or somewhere in the middle of the story, people are starting to wonder, what is this guy talking about? I want to learn a little bit more about it. I don't know what he's talking about, but whatever it is, I like the sound of it. Those kind of stories, Craig, pique interest, and you're just a master at that. Craig, the time that you rode on the jet with Coach Tomer, you're still telling that story. When you first came in the business and you went and visited with Coach, the first thing I did was took you down to meet Rick and to see Rick's home and how he lives and what he's accomplished. You're still telling that story. Craig, the time that we went to the national convention and you spoke there, you told that story this morning. See, we're still telling stories, and these stories that we tell really do pique people's interest. Every once in a while, you want to talk to somebody, but you don't really want to talk to them directly. You don't really want to say, hey, how would you like to have your own home business? But instead, you want them to be curious to know what you're talking about and be curious. And there comes the story. So, Craig, I just want to make the distinction that story is not just for children. So we're not going to tell children-type stories. We're going to tell success-type stories. We're going to tell stories that pique people's interest, Craig. And the piquing people's interest part, you can just see, can't you just see the look in someone's eyes when you start talking about this pastor is paying for 500 pastors to go on a spiritually, mentally, financially empowering cruise. Have you heard about that? No, I haven't. What's that all about? You can see the look in their eye, Craig, to kind of figure out what it is you're talking about, and they end up just wanting to know more information. And that's what you were saying. Some people are leading with information. Some people are leading with stories that make people want information. Isn't there a difference?
It's absolutely a difference, James. And really what people have to do is understand that people are going to remember a story before they remember a business card. You know, they might go back to the business card because of the story that you actually said. And I just kind of use an example. You know, you hear people complaining all the time. You know, and the really number one complaint I would say for 2008 is gas prices. So you got a chance, everybody, to really take advantage of what's going on, you know, in the oil world. Now, you know, people that have stock in oil, you know, and all of that, and shoot, they're all excited, you know. But us, the consumers, we're a little disappointed at being able to drive up to a gas pump and not drive off without spending, you know, $75 to $120. You know, that's kind of tough. You know, so what you do is you start listening. You start listening. I think storytelling really starts with listening as well, because when you listen to someone make that statement, boy, and just blowing and huffing and puffing. I remember I went to the gas station at pump, and James, I was there, and I heard this lady. She was just over there just talking. Sounded like she was at church talking in tongues. She was so mad about just the gas prices. You know, and I just said, you know, I just reached over and kind of gave her a look and smiled at her. I said, have you heard about that number that's changing people's lives and making gas prices affordable? And she looked at me, and you know, and she said, no, what number is that? And I said, well, here, let me give it to you. It's you know, 512-404-1250. That is a concept that I don't know who, man, someone came up with this concept, but there is something taking place that really kind of got it where I used to complain like that. I used to, but I don't really have to complain like that anymore because, you know, I've listened to this number and I started kind of doing some of the things that this number was suggesting. So I just kind of took that sizzle call number and I just created a story out of that sizzle call number to kind of help accommodate what the pain that she was having, because everyone has that pain right now when it comes to gas. A lot of people are really, you know, because the gas thing is starting to reflect many different things. I mean, just going to work now, driving to work, it's a pain, you know, and it's one of those things, James, where when you tell that story, and I'm able to edify you guys, and I'm able to edify the group that we're involved in business with, you know, the team all across the country. You know, man, I just can't believe that. I don't know what I've done to be so blessed and, you know, to be so favored by God to position myself with such a just an incredible group of people. You know, what are you talking about? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just get caught up sometimes just thinking about the people that I work with when it comes to my business. You know, and then I that is a true shoe-in of being able to help their situation. And what we have to do is we have to understand that, you know, as we're talking to people, sometimes a person that just got started, I truly believe, James, and I always say this, that, you know, the very best story that you can tell is that I just got started. I just got involved with something, and I really took advantage of it at the very beginning. See, I think that a person that goes to a meeting and they watch, you know, those 22-plus people last night, James, in New York, and they watched James Pruitt in front of the room share the business, and really all this really was sharing a story about a business that just happens to be in the largest industry in the world. It just happens to be a gentleman and a group of men that put a business model together. You know, and that business model, ladies and gentlemen, is really making a financial difference for so many, many thousands and tens of thousands of people. See, it's just a story. But when James told that story, someone was listening, and the very best result of the story is that I saw an opportunity last night, and I got involved immediately. I truly believe that that is the very best story that a person could ever tell, that I saw an opportunity and I got involved right away. See, that is a story that's duplicatable to the masses. That is a story that everyone can hear. See, I kind of tease you, James, you know, because you have gotten so darn good, man, when you're telling those stories in front of the room. I called you Picasso. I said, man, this guy knows how to draw a picture and put that picture, a word picture, in your brain that makes you always hold on to it. And I just think, man, James, that you have just become a pro at that, you know. And I really appreciate you having me on the line this morning, man. And I know the real truth. I know that Roland had to fly back to China. I think he met somebody over there, and him and Michelle, they flew back to China for him to get his cape for the next week's cruise. I know that's the real story.
Craig, I just want to digress a little bit. You know, when you were talking about that story about the call, that was ingenious. Because in just telling that story, just how you share it with that young lady, you can just hear that she's going to get in her car and think, I wonder what this number's talking about. See, the curiosity is there, Craig. You didn't tell her what she was going to hear, but you just left her curious. And the one thing I want to point out is you can say facts to people, Craig, and they can argue with you. Travel is the largest industry in the world. Well, how do you know that? Where do you get your information? They can argue with you, but no one can argue with a story about something that happened with somebody else. There's nothing to argue about. They don't know the people. They go, oh, really? Wow. Oh, okay. That's key to me, Craig. There's no confrontation with the story. There's nothing to argue with about the story. It just piques curiosity. It's like stirs something up. And I appreciate what you're saying, that I've become a pro, Craig, because I've learned from the best. And I've seen, Craig, I've seen you tell stories about the company you're involved with, the group of individuals that you're involved with, where people are ready to join, Craig, and they haven't even seen a presentation. That blew my mind. But, you know, I just want folks to know, I tell the story about a school teacher that was living with relatives that didn't have a car, who now lives in a penthouse, who now has a certain lifestyle. Well, that's superstar jet set director Rachel Moore. I tell the story about a retired gentleman that was living off of Social Security that's superstar director Dean Coffin. And I tell the story about an industry icon that has every other opportunity in the world today. He's chosen to hang his hat right here with what we do, and that we're attracting those. That's your story. See, we're telling different stories. And people might think, okay, I'm ready to tell a story. I get it. But where do I get these stories from? Craig, they're everywhere. They're in the magazine. They're in the 07 magazine, the 08 magazine. They're everywhere, Craig. There's no shortage of stories. But this storytelling and piquing curiosity, this is what it means to be a conversation specialist. I sat next to a young lady yesterday. She said, I'm really a shy person, and I really don't like to talk a lot with people. And I said, my wife used to be just like that. And she came to me and said, you know, me being reserved, me being quiet, is probably not going to pay us too well. I said, yeah. She said, well, I'm going to change that. So what I was doing, Craig, is telling her the story of how my wife used to be like that. See, storytelling really does reach people when they can relate to that. And, Craig, I'm just so glad you added that dimension to my skill set that I already have. So, yes, I tell your story, Craig, and I tell the story of people that I see just get started and what happens, and you're right. To tell the story of someone that got started immediately and what it's done for them immediately is probably the best story of all. But, you know, Craig, I also like Coach Homer's story. I think his story is one of the best stories. I think there's a little bit of every one of us in that story. You know, Craig, I'm going to use this opportunity and tell this story about a gentleman. The first time I ever heard him speak, he said, hi, my name is Rick Ricketts. I've made $6 million in the last 6 years. And just that line, just that one blurb was enough story for me that drew me into Rick, and I began to follow him and follow his leadership, Craig, and I've been telling Rick Ricketts stories ever since. And, you know, I'm excited, Craig, that Rick is going to join us on this call tomorrow. Now, Craig, this is a gentleman that makes more money. Oh, my God. You know, just to see the work ethic that he puts out, how large his heart is, how much he cares, it's almost impossible to talk with Rick and not come away with 12 different Rick Rickett stories. You know, it's just, that's it. I want to make sure that all of you are calling three or four or five or more of your team members to get them on the call tomorrow. Yeah, I just think it's going to be very, very important, Craig. We're going to spend some time with Rick there on the cruise. But for those that are be on the cruise and for those who are, for whatever reason, unable to make the cruise, you have an opportunity to be on this call tomorrow to hear firsthand from Rick. And, Craig, we're extremely excited about having you on the call today, and I'm looking so forward to spending time with you on that cruise. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with you and spending time with you. But, Craig, more importantly, I'm looking forward to the people on this call being able to spend time with you, people on this call to be able to get personal instruction from you, and not just you, Craig, but all the Jet Set directors and all the directors and all the leaders. And just, you know, Craig, leadership is just something that when you're around good leadership, man, stories come from that. It stirs up something inside of you. And the people on this call, the kind of people, Craig, that all we need is a little break, a little crack, a little squeak, and we know how to get in there. And I just watched so many people. Just think, Craig, when I first came to New York, there was almost no RTAs here. And to come back to New York and see that room like it was last night and so many people, you know, Von McCullough, superstar director Devon McCullough, Cheryl McCullough were there. And when they opened the call, they said, everybody that's ever received a check from YTB, please stand up. And, Craig, there were so many people standing up. That's a story within itself. Craig, there are stories everywhere.
You're absolutely right, man. It's one of those things that you don't have to really go look for it. It will automatically come down. And if you just really, again, just get familiar with all the tools, you can find out a lot of information about your upline and all of that right there in the magazines. I think that was a great source that you can use by just reading the magazine and understanding, you know, who your upline really is. And reading their story really kind of helps you when you're talking to other people.
You know, Craig, I'm excited about this call. You know, I'm excited about technology. And I know you're laughing under your breath because I'm not the most technology kind of guy. But, Craig, we have the ability that while you and the Jet Set directors and all of our team are on that spiritually, mentally empowering voyage, we're sailing the high seas. We're going to be in our white out there in June when the weather's warm and the moonlight's out and the stars are out watching sunrises and sunsets. While we're all doing that, this call will continue next week. Now, if you're wondering how we're going to do this call, Craig, we have the technology nowadays, or they have the technology nowadays, to play the best of the Jet Set Blitz calls all next week. So we're going to go back, filter through, and pick out, it's hard to pick out only five, but pick out five of the best of the Jet Set Blitz calls and be able to have those play every morning, Monday through Friday next week. And, you know, it's going to be interesting that I'll be hosting this call. Marcia will be hosting this call. Her smile will be coming through the phone, and you'll be on the line, Craig, and Roland will be on the line. But we'll really be on the high seas. So take an opportunity to still keep your team plugged in if you're not going to be on the call. Craig, we've kind of gone over a lot of information, and I know that I'm excited about having the keynote speaker at the Men of Honor event on the Harvester's Penny Cruise. What is that, James? Well, let me tell you. Marcia and Diane Adams and Brenda Ricketts and just all the women of distinction, superstar, the great Mickey Rawls, all the women of distinction will be there on the ship, and they will be sharing and teaching women. Well, I start thinking, well, what are we going to be doing? So I start thinking and putting two and two together, so we create an event called the Men of Honor. And this is an event for men only. Nah, 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 nah. Women cannot come. So it's men only. And we're going to have so many powerful speakers there at that event. And the keynote speaker will be none other than Mr. Rick Ricketts. And, Craig, I really believe that's going to be a very special time for all the men. I'm so excited about the cruise. I'm so excited to be in New York. I'm so excited to head back to Dallas. I'm so excited about this business. I'm excited about helping a new RTA get to their power team. That's the name of the game, folks. We're all just so excited. People are worried. People are frustrated. And what are we? We're excited. So I think this is just a great way to be in today, Craig, and what a special privilege and a treat it was to have you on the call, Craig, and just sharing all those nuggets of wisdom with everyone on this call. People have got their pens moving, they're writing, they're taking notes, Craig, so I just want to pause for a moment and turn this call over to you to close out like you do each and every week. Craig Sweet, take it away.
Thank you so much, James, and what a powerful call, man. And I wanted just to close the call out. I think it would just be smart by just telling a little story. And this is a story, James, about, you know, a gentleman that owned a very large corporation. And he had people that worked for him for many, many years. He's getting ready to step down from president of this company. And he had many people that worked for him that had been in sales for 20-plus years. The guy was just incredible. He had so many people. He was a mentor to so many people that worked for him. And he had about seven guys that he chose. Actually, it was supposed to be six, but he added a new guy that had just graduated from college. And everybody was kind of surprised that he had even put this guy, this brand new kid, you know, from school, in the runnings to take over his position as president. You know, so what he did was he said he would do something different. So he gave everybody a pot with a plant pot, and he had planted this seed, this flower. And he gave everybody this a year early, and the guy had just started, the young guy, but everybody else, you know, had this plan, and they came to this big board meeting, you know, and he said, everybody, I want you to bring the plant that I gave you last year. I want you to bring it to this big meeting, and we're going to announce our new president at this meeting. So everybody comes up in there, man, and I tell you, there were some people that had some plants, James. Now, people don't know, but James and Marcia, they have a green thumb. Their backyard looks like the, you know, the rainforest. And it almost looked like that, some of the stuff that was coming out of the pot. It was just some of them was big leaves and green and all beautiful and flowers spurting off of it and stuff. And so he had everybody to line their pot up. And only six guys showed up. The seventh guy did not show up. He came, but he just was embarrassed. He saw all his beautiful landscaping sitting up on the table. And you know, the president was like, you know, Jimmy, you need to come and bring your pot as well. And Jimmy was just so embarrassed because his pot, it was nothing. It didn't even have any, not even nothing, not one little green nothing that spurted out of the soil. And he was so embarrassed after he saw everybody, and so he just kind of stayed seated. So the president brought him up and he said, look, I need you to bring your pot with whatever's in it up here. I need everybody to participate. So, you know, he kind of walked up, you know, with a sad face on his, you know, look on his face, and he placed his pot down, and everybody kind of laughed because there was nothing there. But everybody else had all these beautiful plants. And, you know, the president addressed everyone, and then he made his announcement that he was stepping down and making the new president of his company, Jimmy, the guy that had nothing growing in his pot. And everybody looked in awe, and they were just amazed of why would he have done something like that? How could he have done something like that? And then the story came that he actually boiled every seed that he placed in each pot to make them not grow. And the only person that really did what he asked him to do, and that was to maintain that pot, which if it's not going to die, if it's dead seed, it's not going to grow. The only person that came in with what supposed to have came in, which was nothing, was the brand new college kid that was obedient. And I say this, I'm telling this story because we talked this morning about storytelling. But we didn't talk this morning about telling stories. So you don't have to tell a story about YTB. You don't have to lie. You don't have to, bring in and sugarcoat. You don't have to go to the grocery store and put something together to present your business to people. You just have to tell the truth. And, you know, Coach's whole myth and his whole custom, you know, what he's done is he's planted the seed for us of greatness. And our whole story behind our story is if it ain't true, don't say it. And if it ain't right, don't do it. So I say that, ladies and gentlemen, just to kind of leave you that story. And I'm sure that this story will be told thousands and thousands of times. And you get a chance to practice on storytelling this morning. And I'd like to close this call with the statement that I always do by saying, when the pain of remaining the same outweighs the pain of change, will one change? We'll see everyone on the call in the morning on behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt and myself, Craig Sweet. You guys have a fantastic day, and we'll see everyone at the tip top.
All right. Hey, great. Morning call with the Jet Set team telling a story. And, you know, it ties right into what we're going to be doing this Sunday. We got a special program coming on this Sunday called This Is My Story. And, you know, people will be sharing their personal story and the YTB story. And just so excited about being able to do that this Sunday right here on these airwaves. And that'll be from 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time up until 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to have people on here. As the song goes, telling my story. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my what? Hey, y'all know the rest. And so, you know, about a minute left. And Pam, you out there and listening in?
Yeah,
and
this is my story all the day long. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I know that song.
Yeah, I mean,
Cat on the Talk.
Yeah.
I made myself get up again. I said, I'm going to miss these days.
I hate you. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, and he right about starting. You got to start something in order to finish something. Yeah, in order to get something or whatever, you got to start it. That's
mm-hmm.
true. Yeah, I like the way you said that.
As you get your day started, like I'm getting mine started, they gave you some, some fuel for the fire.
Yep, exactly. Yep, and I do my prayers every morning. Yep,
okay.
You're right about prayer. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
I want to thank you for joining in this morning, listening to the call. We're down to 30 seconds left. I'm going to do my wind down and close out. And, people, you just heard some comments from Pamela Ann Hurd, who came into business through when the Pruitts had their faunathon, and Monticello Mitchell was able to reach out to her. And by reaching out to her, she came into the business. And so, again, as we do our show coming up next Sunday, which is the YTB testimonial show, which we do is called This Is My Story. And we're going to have people here. They're going to be telling their stories for 4 hours, from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Excuse me. And you can listen in and learn about people's stories and also understand this business. Take care. God bless you. Love you.
All right. Love you, too. Bye-bye.